Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Thank you for joining us. It is the 22nd day of June 2010 on this Tuesday edition. We're going to be live here for the next 4 hours. By the way, Governor Jesse Ventura will be joining us live Friday for the full second hour of radio broadcast. Coming up today, joining us in the middle of the third hour and end of the broadcast in the fourth hour is Alan Watt, researcher and expert on the New World Order, to get his take on current events and the current activities of the New World Order system. Again, thank you for joining us on this Tuesday, the 22nd day of June 2010 edition. Where to start? How about diving in right here? The former head of Mossad says that he supports a preemptive attack on Iran. So the former head of the Israeli spy forces, more and more politicians over there, including Netanyahu, the leader of Israel, says they may go ahead and attack Iran. Very provocative. The United States and, of course, the UN are moving to pass different resolutions to begin boarding all Iranian ships in multiple waterways of the Middle East. This is an act of war. Meanwhile, Secretary of Defense Gates is running around, just replaying the exact same propaganda leading up in the 2 years to the attack on Iraq in 2003, that they've got super missiles, they have nukes, and they're going to attack us any minute. If we don't attack Iran, they're going to kill us. And then, of course, when they're done nuking Iran, and we don't attack other countries, they'll kill us. And the police don't raid your house and shoot your dog, why, you may use drugs, even though the government ships the drugs in, even though the government gave nuclear weapon systems to Pakistan and North Korea. I saw another video this morning without even looking. It's just everywhere, of some grandmother. Her 28-year-old grandson hasn't lived with her in 12 years. The SWAT team came. She said, let me put my small dog in the bathroom. They said, okay. She put the dog in the bathroom. It was barking and growling. The cops opened the door and killed the dog and say it's a good thing they did. Just no common sense. It's the religion of power. We're going to come in your house 12 years after your grandson lived with you on a drug warrant. We're going to let you put your dog in the bathroom, and then we're going to go in the bathroom and kill it. And we're going to be ham-fisted and stupid. And it's just to watch the police chief defending it on the news. I mean, every time, it's this religion of the state and the religion of the officer's safety. They could care less about your safety, police. When you huffed all that deadly toxin on 9/11, they told you it was fine and blocked health care for you. When they tell you to hang your butts out there in the middle of the road writing people tickets all day, they don't care about your safety. By making drugs illegal, it energizes drug gangs, one of the most dangerous forces out there. That's why Mexico's completely collapsed. Now, upwards of 100 miles into Arizona, well past Tucson, the American people are told not to enter a three-county area bigger than the state of Connecticut. That's coming up. I don't want to hear it. It's just all mind control. And this country is like a rotten horse in the ditch, swollen. It's been dead 4 or 5 days. And it stinks to high heaven. I mean, that's all I can really say. I'm going to be breaking that down today as well. And look at this. Next WikiLeaks release may involve Echelon. If they have information related to tasking the system, such as the words and phrases used on targets of the system or actual intercepts, that would be pretty astonishing. It's hard to believe they would have stuff like this, but who knows? Also, Apple collecting, sharing iPhone users' precise locations. Google faces prosecution in France for breaking laws. What's the NSA? What do you think the NSA is going to do? And a lot more. Stay with us.
you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
They help to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Is there a favorite radio station or show that you just love and can't stand to miss? Then you need Replay AV. With Replay AV, you can set up your PC to record your favorite radio shows, podcasts, XM and Sirius radio feeds, even streaming video automatically. More than one favorite? No problem. Replay AV can simultaneously record multiple shows and stations. You never have to miss any of your favorite programs again. Replay AV comes with a built-in media guide to make it easy to find your favorites and a converter for playback in any of the popular formats, or burn to CD or DVD. With Replay AV's easy recording wizard, you'll be set up to record quickly. And Replay AV comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Try it, then buy it at replayav.com. GCN listeners save $10 off the retail price by going to replayav.com or click on the Replay AV banner on gcnlive.com. Visit replayav.com. Stream it, record it, keep it with Replay AV.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We've been reporting since Sunday that large areas of Arizona, one county alone is larger than the state of Connecticut, are now off limits to the American people. This is areas far north of even Tucson. So in some cases, over 100 miles, in other areas, 80 miles into the United States, the police are openly saying, Mayday, Mayday, Mayday. Sheriff's deputies have been shot. Sheriff's deputies have been killed. U.S. military have been killed. U.S. military have been wounded. FBI agents have been killed. Ranchers in Arizona have been murdered. Their homes have been burned down. In one case, more than 14 homes were burned in one night last year. It is all-out mass murder. It is the plan of San Diego being carried out, the La Reconquista, the Infasora, the invasion. And it has actually intensified since the announcement that Arizona is in a Mayday situation and is going to start, if they pull someone over and they don't have IDs, just like they would throw the book at a citizen, they will throw the book at the illegal aliens. It's a mirror of the federal law. But the feds will not implement it. It's come out in, even in the Associated Press, that they use illegal aliens to build 20-something and then 50-something miles of fake fence as part of a PR stunt under Bush and use illegal aliens to do that. All the border states are on the verge of going bankrupt or have gone bankrupt because of the jails in L.A., one case example, more than half illegal alien. Mexico is dumping its criminals on the United States. Mexico's criminals are running to the United States. Yes, a lot of these people do just want to, you know, work here in the country. But the bottom line is Mexico has collapsed. It's been a failed state, even according to the State Department, for 2 years. There have been travel advisories for 5 years. Now those travel advisories are all over South Texas, all over Arizona, southern Arizona, up into the middle of Arizona, all over New Mexico, all over the border area in California. And it's getting worse. And these people have no IDs, no names. They can blend into crowds. The murder that's going on is incredible. Remember the railway killer who'd been in jail more than 10 times and had killed and robbed and stabbed and shot and just rode around on trains enjoying himself? So the American people, everything we do is listened to by the NSA. Everything we do is tracked. The book is thrown at us for non-crimes. Our children are spied on. They're trained to spy on us. Our land's being taken. If you're black, white, Hispanic, Asian, doesn't matter. If you're a citizen in the grid, you were there to be bled by the vampires. But the globalist vampires want desperately to break this country. They're involved in a revolution against the country. They've got to break it and bankrupt it to the central banks and have a voting bloc that will vote for gun control and open borders and for pure democracy, where 51% say take the middle class's property and give it to us, the poor people. But, of course, it's always baited and switched and given to the elites. Once the middle class is destroyed, the poor and working class and blue collar have no strategy or no ladder to go up into the middle class. See, we had a growing middle class until 30 years ago. Since then, it's been shrinking. We had a middle class, the envy of the world. So did Argentina. 100 years ago, it was the wealthiest country in the Western Hemisphere. The saying was, as rich as an Argentine. Now they are absolutely in bondage after controlled implosion, over and over and over again. We are in the process of being completely broken. And there's an amazing video that's posted in an article by Kurt Nemo, Large Areas of Arizona, Now Part of Mexico Narco State. And in this article, he has the three videos, one a local newscast out of Pinal County with the sheriff in Arizona, another from Fox, and another at a town hall with Senator Kyle admitting what we've already known, what the Ford Foundation has admitted in their own papers. They are holding America hostage. They do not want to secure the border. They want a border war. They want burning buildings. They want dead cops everywhere. They want absolute implosion. And ladies and gentlemen, beautiful towns on the Texas border that were great tourist locations are boarded up and shut down. Okay? It is now creeping all the way up to southern San Antonio. The police have been taught to put their tail between their legs and literally have yellow you-know-what run down them, and they just scream mayday to the feds, and the feds say, we will do nothing. The feds openly, we told you this 5 years ago with our DEA sources, trained Los Zetas, their CIA. They're down there waging a war against other cartels that don't launder their money through U.S. central banks. This is a $500 million a year industry. And this is meant to bring the United States into total collapse on the southwest border. Then the feds can come in and say, oh, we've got to have immigration reform. We're going to fix it. And then when you read the last four versions, Obama's version and Bush's last three versions, it's the exact same Council on Foreign Relations plan written in 2006 and published on their site. Yes, it ends illegal immigration because it forms the North American corridor between Canada, the U.S., and Mexico, and a common border, a geographic border. And you notice for 2 years they're issuing hemispheric ID cards. Instead of a passport, you get a federally issued ID card, which is accepted to fly. It's now being accepted for truck drivers to drive, and you can travel back and forth into the countries. And so it does end the illegal immigration problem because it just legalizes. And the senator said he was in a meeting with Obama, and Obama told him point blank, I am holding people hostage. We are going to let this get out of control. In fact, we're going to get to that clip in a moment. Let's play U.S. gives park land along the Arizona-Mexican border to Mexico. This is Fox News. And this is a La Reconquista. Possession is nine-tenths of the law. And they've burned out the ranchers. They're burning everybody out. And it's now moved past Tucson. Tucson is now an island. The Tucson traitorous city council has ordered police not to ever even stop drunk driving illegals robbing people. I've watched hour after hour rapped on YouTube of Tucson city council meetings. And the people go and beg and talk about crowds of illegals attacking them. And then the YouTube videos have links to it. And how the illegals running around with Mexican flags understand that they have been given a green light to go absolutely wild so the feds can come in and say their solution is totally dissolving the border and turning the U.S. into a third world country and then bum rushing, bringing in the communist hordes that Hugo Chavez for the CIA is training well and to totally bring this country down for the bankers. This is the plan, and it's not a joke. Let's go ahead and play this first clip.
A massive stretch of Arizona now off limits to Americans. Critics say the administration is, in effect, giving a major strip of the Southwest back to Mexico. U.S. Fish and Wildlife have closed a portion of the Buenos Aires National Wildlife Refuge all along the border, warning visitors to beware of heavily armed drug smugglers and human traffickers. Paul Babu is the sheriff in Pinal County, Arizona. He joins us now by phone. Sheriff, this is a family show, so I'm going to put it like this. What the heck is going on down there?
It's literally out of control, and violence has increased just in the last 4 months. And we've been, not just as a sheriff, all of our police chiefs in Pinal County, we stood with Senator McCain and literally demanded support for 3,000 soldiers to be deployed to Arizona to get this under control and finally secure our border with Mexico.
All right, I got to tell you, when I first received an email about this with these signs that are up saying, you know, don't go past this point, stay away, this is not safe. I mean, we're not talking about something that's sort of a Tijuana situation right at the border. I mean, we're talking about something that's north of Tucson, I mean, 80 miles away from the border.
Exactly. And we're talking three counties deep into the heart of Arizona, where the answer from our government is to put up signs warning our citizens in our sovereign nation that beware of foreigners who are there who are heavily armed. We have squad-sized paramilitary elements that are working deep in our country that are escorting drugs and human illegals. And quite frankly, I'm telling you as a sheriff that I don't control that part of the county. We have, my county is larger than the state of Connecticut. And we need support from the federal government. It's their job to secure the border, and they haven't done it. In fact, President Obama suspended the construction of the fence, and that's just simply outrageous.
Would you like to see some of the president's outrage about the oil spill, which is justified, and some of the butt-kicking that he's talked about doing applied there on the border as well?
Well, even with that, if you say one thing and then you're out at a fundraiser in California, and you don't go to the funeral of the people who died in the explosion. You know, it's one thing to say something slick on television or in a 10-second soundbite, but we need deeds, we need action, and it's shameful that we, as the most powerful nation on earth, can win wars and liberate countries throughout our history, yet we can't even secure our own border and protect our own family. And this is why crime in Arizona literally is among and has been in the highest in the nation, and we need help.
Sheriff, we are so sympathetic to what you're doing down there. We thank you for the incredible hard work, and our thoughts are with you. Thank you for your time today.
Thank you, Shannon.
Really, Fox, you've been so sympathetic telling us that George Bush is good and having Karl Rove on, who supported wide open borders and funding this drug war down there. You want to end this right now. You legalize drugs, folks. You decriminalize drugs. There won't be any more money for all these paramilitary groups. But you're not going to do that. No, because the banks are laundering the money. And every cop out there knows this. Our government admittedly now grows the opium in Afghanistan. They always did. That's why they kicked the Russians out. That's why we're there now, to bring the smack in. And that Colombian flake and all the rest of that cocaine coming in. But this is America. Now remember, they got plenty of SWAT teams and plenty of gun buyback programs and plenty of money for cops to come into the schools and brainwash your kids to spy on you. They got plenty of SWAT teams to go kick down doors and kill old ladies' chihuahuas. But they don't have the manhood to get down there and defend that border.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land? They think they're on our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
So you think the massive Gulf oil leak won't affect the air you breathe? Think again. Benzene, a toxic gas emitted from crude oil and a known carcinogen, is now airborne, traveling hundreds, even thousands of miles inland. Whether you live near the Gulf or not, benzene and other volatile organic compounds could cause adverse reactions to those living inside your home. NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, came to airfiltersandpurifiers.com for answers on how to clean the air on boats aiding in the Gulf cleanup. Do what NOAA did. Contact airfiltersandpurifiers.com and ask about the HealthMate Plus. The HealthMate Plus is capable of trapping 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus today with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners get a 5% discount by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com, your trusted advisor for clean air.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Let it sink in real good. They tell you terrorists hit us and hit us hard. Back on September 11, 2001, they admit that people from Muslim nations, Middle Eastern nations, are pouring across those borders. I've got countless local newscasts showing it. The local police will catch van loads of people from Syria, Iran, Iraq, Afghanistan, Saudi Arabia, and they're ordered to release them. Now, obviously, most of these guys are coming here illegally, just like Chinese immigrants are, because they want jobs. Because we know most of the terrorists staged, and so does the government. When they're good and ready to blow up some more buildings so they can militarize things and have you, the milk cow producer that the vampires feed off of, go into more slavery. When they're ready to put a bigger ball and chain on your ankles, on my ankles, when they're ready to raise taxes and tell you it's to keep Al Qaeda from coming out from under your bed at night and hurting you, they'll vaporize a city or blow up some more buildings or hijack some jets by remote control and fly them into buildings. And then there won't be any discussion on the news of why are our borders wide open, unless you're a citizen trying to come through with your ID. Oh, if you're a citizen, you know, your car gets x-rayed, you get screamed at, U.S. Customs grabs all our cameras every time we come back in from Canada doing an interview and calls our office and makes us fax them the proof of purchase to make sure we're paying all our duties and didn't buy Sony cameras up there. And they let us know we're trash. You pay our salary, scum. Get out there and lick those boots. We're not a I'm seriously, folks, I've had Canadian Customs treat me like absolute trash, cussing at me off and on for 15 hours. You know, it made the newspapers in Canada. They were going to send me to prison, they said, flying in legally because I'm scum. And I've had the border guards treat me like scum because I'm an American. The American guards, because they've been told, let this trash have it. Run these people into submission. Break their will. And they're like, look at how cowardly and weak the slaves are. Meanwhile, mass death, mass killing, 22,000 deaths just on the border in the last 2 years on the Mexico and U.S. side combined. Car bombs going off in Dallas, minor footnote. I mean, they're blowing up cars full of explosives. And it's a minor footnote. They're killing cops everywhere. And 800-plus cities, the illegal aliens are above the law. They pull them over, cars full of whiskey, pull them over with drugs. They just let them go. They just let them go. And if the cops do arrest them, they get reprimanded by the judge. The judge just lets them go because the globalists want the Latin American population here because 90-plus percent of the time they vote for gun control and big government. Sure, there's 9%, I guess, of conservatives. That's why Cuban immigrants are great for this country, because they're anti-communist. And again, this isn't what you think of as the mainline definition of communism. The bankers want communism. They want to tell you. See, the definition is never what they publicly claim it is. You know, the average idiot in the street thinks communism means a free ride, means some government welfare. No, it means you're given just enough to make you dependent on the system. Like Obama is now unveiling the details of his health bill and going, oh, it helps you get insurance. And it makes poor people get it and pay for part of it. And it raises taxes and cuts Medicare and Medicaid. But I'm already digressing. I want to walk through, then we'll get into the latest on the spill, the latest with Iran. I want to walk through the situation we're facing in Arizona, particularly, but also in Texas. You heard one of the sheriffs, and I've had the sheriffs in Texas on the show. I'll see it in a local paper. I'll have my producers get them on over the years, where 2 miles, 3 miles, 6 miles over, Mexican troops in their Humvees pull up on the sheriff's deputies. They'll pull over a van full of cocaine or marijuana. This happens all the time. And here come Humvees out of the desert onto major highways, and they block the police cars in. Because the illegals, via walkie-talkie or cell phone, the drug smugglers, call the troops. The troops roar in, and they pull right up in military uniforms, and they walk right over, and they say, we're going to kill you if you don't give us those drugs back. And the sheriffs say they don't like it, but they're surrounded 3-1 by Humvees with machine guns on them. And they call the feds, and the feds say, we're not even writing a report. Now, imagine if citizens flying Gadsden flags were routinely surrounding sheriff's deputies with automatic weapons and robbing them. It would be hyperventilating on CNN, MSNBC. It would be martial law. It would be we're banning all guns in America. When we come back, I'm going to play this senator admitting in a closed-door meeting with Obama. This is so vital that Obama said, I'm holding the American people hostage. We know the border is imploding. We're going to let this continue to unravel. That's why Bush, remember his big PR firm out of Dallas, the Dallas Morning News reported, funded the first illegal alien rallies 5 years ago? They are orchestrating all of this.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset, so try it today. Store it today and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Alex Jones back live on the front lines of the info war, deep behind enemy lines. You know, I've been running that liner for 13 years. From deep behind enemy lines, from a Central Texas command center. We are in occupied territory. We are occupied by an illegitimate offshore corporate government that wants to basically sell off the assets and has sold off most of the assets of the United States through globalization. This is a hostile corporate takeover and breakup of the United States. That is how all the globalists in their own books, their own handbooks, their own CFR reports describe it. This is what they've done to the third world. This is state-sponsored chaos in South Texas, Arizona, New Mexico, and California, and it's spreading. Because the illegal alien gangs can kill whoever they want, and no one identifies them, and they don't put them in prison. The government knows what they're doing, and it's high treason. Senator Kyle was told by Obama in a closed-door session what is already obvious. I studied how the British brought down China. China would not allow opium into their country because it was so addictive and it caused problems. And so the British learned to bring it into their ports. Over a few decades, they corrupted the port cities. They got control of the local police because of the opium being illegal. It had huge premiums. Criminal gangs would rob and steal to get money for the opium. That then got fenced through the police and the British intel. Then British intel worked with the United States, France, and other Western governments and broke China first into 4 parts, then 8 parts, and 11 parts. Go research it. This is handbooks. British intel handbooks were declassified in the last 100 years. You can read all of this. There's been many best-selling books written about it. And the Boxer Rebellion was against this. And then it led to the Western powers being kicked out. So then they just funded Mao Zedong on record, now declassified. People wondered why Chiang Kai-shek got thrown out. They bring the drugs in. As long as you keep them illegal, that makes the price incredibly exorbitant, and then you take over society through the crime gangs. This is state-sponsored terrorism. And now they're going to hold us all hostage, and they're going to pass the total amnesty, and America is broken and dead and over. And you will all be peons. You will be slaves. And the government will take the giant, dumbed-down underclass of poor Hispanics, white people, black people, you name it, and forge them into a political weapon who will vote for destroying what's left for the middle class and voting for 60, 70, 80% taxes like France, and then transferring all that money to the elite, and the underclasses will be given small amounts of chicken feed. And the CPS will continue to take their kids for medical experiments and the rest of it, but they won't know because all they care about is LeBron James and the latest basketball or football or baseball score. They are literally wide open and psychically and politically and spiritually blind to the New World Order. And I have 20/20 vision, just like our listeners do from researching this, and we're sitting here watching this in outraged horror. This is a 21st century wrecking crew. Homes burning, rocket attacks, murders, newspapers being hand grenaded in the United States. It doesn't even make national news. Rocket attacks, hand grenade attacks, kidnappings. Every week I read about 10, 15, 20, 57 Americans kidnapped on the U.S. side, drug over to Mexico, murdered in mass, sold. Mexican troops, Mexican police shaking college kids down for money, putting them in prison, getting their credit card numbers, demanding hundreds of thousands from their families to release them. And the media won't tell people to not tell their college kids to not go down there. The dumb yuppies are in such denial, they send their young 18-year-old daughters down to Mexico so they can be thrown in prison and have all their money sucked out of them. And the stupid Americans, because the television won't tell them, still go down there to be murdered and kidnapped and slaughtered. Mexico statistically is more dangerous than the late 1980s from the university studies we've read. In fact, get that professor on that wrote that book about the narco-terror state we had on last year. Remember that? About how Mexico was fully a failed state and collapsing. He had those statistics. Mexico, and the State Department admits this, is more dangerous than Peru was in the 1980s when the Shining Path killed tens of thousands of people and was kidnapping people en masse. And our media told Americans, do not go to Peru. Ladies and gentlemen, you know, it's like when one of the Rockefeller sons was told, don't go to New Guinea and visit with these tribes. They kill about half the Westerners that go there and literally boil them in a pot and eat them. And that's what happened to him. But they won't tell you about Mexico. No, no, sir. No, sir. You're not allowed to talk about a third world country completely collapsing. And let's go back to 5 years ago. What did Celso Castillo, the most high-level DEA agent in Latin America at the time, what did he say? He said Los Zetas is in South Texas being trained by the CIA, and they're training other Mexican drug cartels, and they're about to launch a giant drug war and collapse Mexico into the United States for the North American Union. And Celso had been approached by Los Zetas to join them. And when he wouldn't join them, the ATF came to his house and arrested him for illegal shotguns and rifles. And he is now in prison railroaded because he went public and exposed that. He told you 5 years ago, in 2005, 2.5 years before all this started, what exactly was going to happen. We ought to pull up those old interviews and re-air them. He told you exactly what was going to happen. And now you see it, and it's an organized crisis. It's high treason. Oh, they got plenty of cops in Tucson to pull old ladies over and give them tickets. They got plenty of cops because Americans are domesticated and are gelded. That means castrated. Are cowards on average. And they will put up with any amount of abuse. We're domesticated. We're fat and happy because our great-great-great-great-great-grandparents were the smartest and the hardest fighting and the most inventive. I mean, people came from China and Japan and France and wrote about the American people and how we were the toughest, the smartest, the best, the meanest. And now, because we got fat and happy off of our ancestors, we are the most pathetic, degenerate, weak people in the world. And that's why we're being gang raped and run over and laughed at, because we put up with anything. There's nothing we won't put up with. There's nothing we won't bend over for. There's nothing. And you got to get your American spirit back. You're a spirit of liberty. You got to get that fired up in your gut right now, because the entire Southwest is in flames right now, and it's only going to get worse. Do you understand that? What is the SPP documents that Judicial Watch sued in 2007 from the BAMP Canada meeting say? With the heads of the Fortune 100 and the head of the U.S. State Department, Mexican and Canadian State Departments there, taking orders from the Fortune 100 in the meetings, thousands of pages Judicial Watch got, we cover it in Endgame, they said we're going to use border crises to bring in the North American Union, we're going to use flu to bring in the North American Union, and we're going to use financial collapse and carbon tax to bring in the North American Union. That is word for word. You realize the magnitude of what we're talking about? They are breaking America up just like they broke China up. Are you going to put up with this? You heard that sheriff saying, we are desperate. We need help. We are under attack. We are outnumbered 100-1. We are being shot at. We are being killed. Meanwhile, I've got another clip of militia groups are going down there with their M16s running around saying they're going to confront the illegals. And the media is going to demonize them. This is insane. You can really see what's about to happen. Let's go ahead and go to this next clip. Pinal County Sheriff asked Obama for troops. This is ABC 15 locally. They're begging for troops, begging in a Mayday situation. Three counties deep in Arizona. They've got a map of where the feds have put up signs off major highways, national parks. There's two national parks, Pipe, Oregon, and one other. And they're just saying, don't even go into these. You know what? I may not go to the Gulf, folks. I may go to Arizona. Everybody's saying, go to the Gulf. Show us dead dolphins. Show us dead turtles. Everybody knows about that. Everybody knows that BP's going around kicking people off the beach. I mean, what? Yeah, that might get a million YouTube views. You know, having BP tell me get off the beach and me arguing with them and what, getting handcuffs slapped on me? How many times have you seen that? You know? I mean, is that what you want to see? No, I think I may have to go to these areas that are shut down. I think that may be where I'm going next. I think I'm going into the bush. I'm not going to go run around and look at dead dolphins, folks. I don't know. It makes me so sick. Let's go ahead and play this next clip. Here it is, America. Here it is. We're all over the world in Afghanistan for the opium and Iraq for the oil and the weapons and all the rest of them. We're about to attack Iran. Our aircraft carriers are over there. Same propaganda they use in Iraq. But we can't defend America. And our newspapers can't even call these people illegal aliens. The criminal mobs of Latin America pouring in. Oh, you murder somebody in Venezuela? You murder somebody in Panama? You murder somebody in Mexico? Oh, you killed your wife. Oh, you got caught swindling somebody. Hey, just come to America. Change your name. And there's no extraditions going on. Mexico won't extradite people up here. Vice versa. So just knock yourselves out. But I, as a citizen, am looked at like a T-bone steak by the police. My family is the potatoes. I'm seen as a meal, as a snack, because I'm known as the right whale. You've heard my analogy of why the right whales were down to just a few hundred, they estimate, by the 1940s. There were once tens of thousands of them over the entire ocean blue. But right whales are sweet. They'll come up and bump your boat. They come over and nuzzle divers. Sperm whale will attack you. A killer whale occasionally will attack. But they're all still pretty friendly, unless you're their prey. Giant squid to the sperm whale. Seals or sharks to the killer whale. King of the sea, they eat blue whales. Amazing video. Have you ever seen that stuff online of a pack of killer whales killing a blue whale and its calf, drowning them, pushing them under? Drowned. My mother says, stop saying drowned. I don't say drowsy, drowned. Drowning. The point is that right whales aren't like that. Well, right whales are sweet and friendly and nice and They swim up to the whale boats to be killed. And that's us. We're just the right whale. We're known the world over as the ultimate dunces. And our yuppies laugh and giggle at threats and laugh and giggle at corruption. I've seen the spirit. It's a spirit of wanton destruction, a spirit of wanting to go into bondage. And just like the prophets of old told Israel when Israel became corrupt and over again, you're going to go into bondage. You're going to go into bondage. You're decadent. You know, you're worldly. You're going to go into bondage. And they went into bondage. It's the same thing. You ever seen Pinocchio? It's great to show your children. I think it's the one Disney film that really does have a good message. Pinocchio. How does he become a real boy when he finally has courage and puts himself on the line for others? But first, he has to go through tribulations. Pinocchio gets taken to Pleasure Island. He gets picked up by young street hooligans when he's skipping school and goes to Pleasure Island and drinks and smokes and parties and brags and gets to engage in vandalism. And then that spiritually weakens him so he can be turned into a jackass to be a slave pulling coal wagons. And of course, before that, he gets enslaved another time. Following the hooligans, he gets he goes into the gypsy camp and gets picked up by Stromboli and used as a slave, a carnival act. Stromboli acted like his friend, though. See, and how many times when you were young did you get conned and manipulated by bad people? And now you're 30, 40, 50 years old. You can look back and say, man, I wish I knew then what I know now. I wish I had the wisdom. And as an adult, you try to give your children that wisdom, but they're programmed not to listen. They've got to experience it. There's different ways to learn. You can learn by experience, but the best way to learn is by from others' mistakes. The best way to learn is being able to see what others have gone through. And we know, those that know history can control the future. Those that don't know history and the past are doomed to repeat it. All right, let's go ahead and play this clip. As America goes into bondage, as the borders are artificially imploded, a stage crisis.
Bell County Sheriff asking President Obama to send troops. Sheriff Paul Babiou says Mexican drug cartels now control parts of Arizona all the way up to Metro Phoenix. ABC 15's Mariela Nascendez has his plea.
A 911 distress call from two men shot in what investigators say is part of an ongoing battle between Mexican drug cartels and what is now known as the smuggling corridor.
Drug cartels control this area, and this is unacceptable, and local law enforcement cannot handle and stop this on our own.
Pinal County Sheriff Paul Babiou says drug violence is far past the border, spilling into the communities. Hiking areas now have warning signs posted where military-armed drug cartels are frequently photographed making drug deliveries to vehicles on Highway 8.
We are outgunned, we are outmanned, and we don't have the resources here locally for us to fight this.
5 weeks ago, a Pinal County deputy was ambushed and shot as he tracked six drug smuggling suspects. Several times, the caller told operators to look for him where the sheriff had been shot. Some of the information he gave had not been released. Sheriff Babiou says the issue is too much for local law enforcement.
What is needed truly is we're looking at 3,000 soldiers alone for Arizona.
In Pinal County, Mariela Resendez, ABC 15 News.
So, you want to live as third world slaves? You are. Now, let's go to the key to all of this. Senator Kyle, town hall meeting just a few days ago, saying he was in a closed-door meeting with Obama, and Obama said, I'm not going to fix the border. I want to use that as a crisis. And this is telling somebody from another political party. Can you imagine what he really says? We're going to use this crisis to force everybody to accept the amnesty plan. Here it is.
Now, why? I'll tell you why. I met with the president in the Oval Office, just the two of us. I kicked the rest of the people out. I asked them if they would leave. I'm sorry. And we had a discussion.
That might have taken
them out
better.
No, one was General Jones, and that's the security advisor that I had. No, here's what the president said. The problem is, he said, if we secure the border, then you all won't have any reason to support comprehensive immigration reform. In other words, they're holding it hostage. They don't want to secure the border unless and until it is combined with comprehensive immigration reform. Now, I explain. You and I, Mr. President, have an obligation to secure the border. That's an obligation. It also has some potentially positive benefits. You don't have to have comprehensive reform to secure the border, but you have to secure the border to get comprehensive reform. I think you'd be surprised. Maybe you don't think that there would be any more incentive for comprehensive reform, but I'm not so sure that that's true.
Okay. In any event, you know, the issue here is that that's the North American SPP CFR plan that they wrote in 2005 and that you see them secretly discussing in the SPP North American Union meetings. They said we're going to have a hemispheric ID. Now it's been introduced. And everyone from Canada, U.S., and Mexico will travel however they want inside the North American corridor. The highways will be internationally seated, 83 of them, and will fund the new North American government. The major highways will have tolls on it paid to the new government. And illegals will just be legalized. And then they claim they might secure some of the borders from drug smuggling, which they have no intention of doing. So there you have it, folks. High treason. No other way to slice it. They are holding America hostage. You heard a U.S. Senator. Obama is holding us hostage. So was Bush.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com. Now, we've covered what's happening in Arizona. It's the hardest hit. Mexico, of course, is in a lot worse shape than Arizona. Texas is in bad shape. Then New Mexico, and then, of course, California. It is a failed, giant, third-world state whose population has doubled in the last 30 years and is set to double again in the next 25. Most analysts agree that Mexico is probably going to completely collapse into total road warrior in the next 12 months. It already has in most areas. When I was playing those video clips off the news, it just showed dead bodies everywhere, burning buildings, armored vehicles, troops running, dead cops, people kidnapped. I mean, to just hear the audio on the radio is nothing. Go to Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and actually watch the videos. Now, all of that is one thing, but another thing is the federal government has now announced they're going to sue Arizona and other cities. In fact, the Fed sued Farmers Branch last year and won. Farmers Branch said that they were going to ask illegals for ID, which citizens have to show when you get an apartment, but the illegals don't. Again, they're exempt because they're lawless, and the system wants them here. It's kind of like the bankers. You know, Congress says, where's the $2 trillion? Where's this $500 billion? Where's this $800 billion? We're not going to tell you. Mr. Bernanke, you're not going to tell me. No, I'm not going to tell you. Geithner, Chairman Geithner, Secretary Geithner, where is the money? I'm not going to tell you. No, I'm not going to tell you, because you represent our slaves. Shut up, Congressman. I mean, this government thinks you're so dumb. They come out in the Washington Post and admit they put out fake bin Laden videos. Folks, it's all fake, okay? Oh, are there real Muslims that want to kill you? Oh, sure. Most of them are funded by the CIA through their imams above them. And the mindless automatons that are out carrying out the attacks really think they're doing it for Allah. They're being handled. You better realize how duplicitous things are and realize that the Constitution and Bill of Rights is the only hedge of protection this republic has, my friends. It is the only hedge of protection that this society has, and that when you lose your due process and your Bill of Rights, you are wide open to every criminal element. And so there's a great headline here. Amid crisis, Obama declares war on Arizona, out of the Examiner. The Obama administration has a lot of fights on its hands, putting aside real wars in Afghanistan and Iraq. There's the battle against leaking oil in the Gulf, the struggle against 9.7% unemployment, more like 25. 23 is what the big industry is putting out. Across the country, and clashes over the president's agenda on Capitol Hill. Despite all that, the White House has found time to issue a new declaration of war, this time against an unlikely enemy, the state of Arizona. We're going to cover that more coming up in the next hour. And Nebraska City votes to restrict illegal immigration. AP reports the feds declare they're going to run in and block that. One of Obama's czars over labor He's got TV ads, taxpayer-paid for, running, telling illegal aliens to tattle on their employers if they're not being paid full wage. That'll actually backfire. Then people that are exploiting the illegal alien slave class of labor, they may now actually get in trouble. Oh, man, that's good. Ladies and gentlemen, we are in free fall. Mexico's only hope, and I pray for the people of Mexico. They're good people deep down. They've just never had freedom. They've always been under dominance of evil, whether it was the Aztecs or the Mayan culture that it grew from or the conquistadors. All of it. It doesn't matter. They've never had a chance at freedom. They're good people. But we need to help patriots in Mexico. We need to have Washington. We need to take Washington back, because Washington is manipulating Mexico and teaming up with the tyranny down there to oppress their people. We need, though, to not allow the U.S. to be used as a political steam valve and to let the Mexican people be brainwashed into tools against the United States by the bankers. All right. Next hour coming up, don't forget the online video bookstore at Infowars.com. The most powerful titles, videos, and books and T-shirts, all available at Infowars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.